Reporters and staff at the Philadelphia Inquirer and Philadelphia Daily News hope that today's sale of the papers will help right a reeling ride since 2006, and more specifically over the past 6 months. Joining me with a closer reading, WHYY senior reporter Dave Davies. And Dave, let's turn first to the business section. What happened today?
Well, there was this long-standing dispute between two factions of owners of the paper, Dave. On the one side, the philanthropist Jerry Lenfest and New Jersey businessman Lewis Katz. On the other side, investors associated with George Norcross, the South Jersey businessman and Democratic power broker. They'd been fighting for control of the company since last October when the Norcross faction fired longtime Inquirer editor Bill Marimo. They went to court, and eventually a judge ordered them to engage in an auction so one side could buy out the other. That happened this morning, and the winner was Mr. Katz and Mr. Lenfest. They will now control the company. The price was $88 million. They met briefly with reporters. After the auction was concluded, Mr. Katz said that Mr. Norcross congratulated him when the bidding was over.
"We both know that this public conflagration wasn't good for anybody, most notably the employees of the papers."
And that's certainly true. As everyone knew that as long as these owners were fighting, they would never get a consistent editorial or business direction. Now, hopefully, they can move forward.
And so with that, is there a fairly clear sense of what they intend to do with them?
Not at all. It is clear that Bill Marimo will remain editor of the Inquirer, the two-time Pulitzer Prize winner who was yanked out of his job and then got it back in a court order in recent months, will be able to stay because the folks who were backing him now run the company. But beyond that, they were asked a lot about what their plans were, and it's clear that they really don't have any for turning around the papers and putting it on a solid financial footing. They said they will hire the best publisher they can find and let that person run the place, but couldn't promise that they'll keep employment where it is, couldn't promise that they wouldn't be asking for give back. They just don't know what they're going to be doing yet. Mr. Katz did say, he said that one problem is that the Inquirer has become a daily product that is, well, thin.
"We both would like to see it gain some weight and hopefully turn around what has continued to be a declining revenue and advertising position. So it's got to be a lot of hard work, guys, and we're not kidding ourselves. We bought ourselves an enormous undertaking."
And for employees who've endured several changes of ownership and repeated layoffs, what's the tenor?
Boy, you're right about that, Dave. This will be the fifth change of ownership since 2006, and they're probably a little numb. I think they've learned at this point not to get their hopes too high and not wallow in despair when ownership does change. My sense is that probably more editorial staff at the papers hoped for Mr. Katz and Mr. Lenfest to win than Mr. Norcross. One of them probably is this person, Inquirer columnist Karen Heller.
"We're really hopeful, and I think this is where the greatest relief is that we really get a strong and cohesive and smart digital strategy. We've been very frustrated that the Inquirer has been behind an access code, which many of us do not like. You can't, you know, we're really trying to do good news, and you can't get on the site."
Yeah, now she's referring there, Dave, to a problem, which is that the people who run Philly.com, and that is Lexi Norcross, the daughter of Mr. George Norcross, have sort of been in a tug of war with the writers at the paper. She says they write good stories, but viewers cannot see them on Philly.com unless they have an access code, which means that the Inquirer journalists feel like their work is not being showcased. I think it is very clear that Lexi Norcross will be gone from Philly.com, as will Robert Cawthorn, a Las Vegas-based consultant who was widely reviled among a lot of reporters there, who was sort of helping guide the strategy of Philly.com. So it's not clear where they're going to go. We now have three websites. You have Philly.com, the Inquirer, and the Daily News. And it's clear they're going to need a new digital direction. We'll see what it is.
Dave, the trend is clear and seemingly irreversible, with many major metropolitan areas not even supporting one, let alone two dailies. What's the fate of the Daily News?
It's a big question, and you're right. I mean, we see fewer and fewer cities that have two papers. Daily News reporters that I spoke to are guardedly optimistic. However, they do remember that in the course of the litigation we've seen over the past few months, there was an email written by Nancy Phillips, who was an editor at the Inquirer, a high-ranking editor, who was the longtime personal companion of Lewis Katz, who will now be one of the dominant owners. And in that memo, she said that the company should explore closing the Daily News or drastically cutting bringing it back, perhaps making it all digital. That doesn't mean that she's committed to that course, but I think that certainly will create some jitters among folks in the Daily News. However, I've known people at the Daily News who say, we've been a child playing in traffic for decades. We're always on the verge of extinction. This is nothing new.
Thanks, Dave.
Thank you.
WHYY senior reporter Dave Davies on Newsworks Tonight.